morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are in the world. This is Brunch Boxing. I'm your host, Matt. We are here with the post-fight edition of Brunch Boxing. Richardson Hitchens with the body shot stoppage of George Kambosos to defend his IBF junior welterweight championship. The fight was true to form. I mean, when it was first announced, we all knew that George Kambosos, no offense, he sucks. I mean, we told people this when they were arguing on Twitter before the fight was even announced. He was like, please don't turn this to a thing. Please, this is not a fight that anybody wants to see. It's just, we know what this is, you know? And, you know, they turned it into something. They made an event out of it. And now George Kambosos did the job he was supposed to do. He was the Brooklyn Brawler. He was Barry Horowitz. You know, he was Dwayne Gilbert. He was the jobber. And that's what he did. He came, he did the job. He put Richardson Hitchens over. He made Richardson Hitchens look like a star. And now, hopefully, they can build it into something. But the fight itself, I mean, it was what it was. George Kambosos did not win a second of the fight. Not one second of the fight. He got his ass kicked from pillar to post from round one all the way until the stoppage. It is what it is. Let me bring in the host of Brunch Boxing. I'm just going to call him Ezra because he does nothing else. The host of Brunch Boxing, Ezra. What's going on, Ezra?
I was all right. Yeah, I mean, that fight sucked. We knew that was going to suck. We knew it was going to be one-sided, but I'm just glad Raw Hard Cash hit again. And I told you the stop was going to happen. I hope this Kambosos thing's over. Like I said, upsets are bad for boxing. That upset has hurt boxing for years now. It's a massive upset now. It's growing. That upset is growing. The Teofimo upset is growing just because how bad Kambosos has looked since that and before that.
Well, yeah, Kambosos has never looked good. I don't understand why people are turning Kambosos into a thing. He's never been good. I've been trying to tell people this for years, you know, but it is what it is. Hey, J-Ro, what'd you see tonight, J-Ro?
Well, I saw a fighter that sucks in Kambosos, first of all. I hope he never beats him on TV again. But Hitchens did his thing. I think he's got a really good jab. I'm interested to see what he says. He's a free agent now, so that's pretty interesting. I didn't know that was his last fight under Match Rule. So I'm curious to see what he does next. Great performance by him, I guess, but lackluster fight. But it is what it is. I'm curious to see what Hitchens does next.
One thing that I will say, though, is one aspect about the fight I was wrong about. I said that this fight wasn't going to be aesthetically pleasing. I have to admit, there was something about seeing George Kambosos get beat up that I found very pleasing to myself. Like, I enjoyed seeing George Kambosos get beat up. Like, I don't know what it is.
But
like,
you know what?
Watch that all day.
Well, watch a lot of Kambosos fights because that happens a lot, I think. He's not good.
Yeah, he's not good at all. The master of BoxRec, the man who changed Virgil Ortiz's record, made people think Virgil Ortiz was a dirty fighter. My God, BoxRec, Gray. What's going on, Gray?
Yeah, what a day for me. I just want to say, man, this card was really, really bad. Like, I think if you guys do like an end of the year awards for worst show of the year, this is going to be in the running. I mean, and it's not just Kambosos. I mean, I don't know if you watched that Andy Cruz fight, Matt, but that Hidenori Mashiro guy, holy shit. Hey, where did they find him? Gray, oh, my God.
Before that fight was even announced, Gray, I did a list of the most baffling sanctioned body rankings, and he made the list because he sucks. I've seen him fight before. He is awful.
He's a combination of patient and hittable. I don't think he can be patient and hittable.
Lord had a great line. He called him a big stiff idiot, but he's a little stiff idiot. You know, like he fights like a giant stiff heavyweight, but he's like a fucking 130. 55 pounder. He was awful tonight. I would say worse than Kambosos even. And then that Tara Moana opponent was just, I mean, if you didn't cash in that first round stoppage, you left some free money on the table. Yeah, just probably the worst show of the year so far. Congratulations to Matchroom USA for pulling that one off.
No, this can't be worse than the Times Square Riyadh doubleheader.
Good point. Yeah, that was
it's not worse than that.
This is second. You're right. But I guess New York is home now to the first and second worst show of the year. So congratulations to New York.
Oh man. So do we want to see Kambosos again? Can we put him to bed?
No, we do not. No.
I enjoy watching him get his ass beat. Like he is one of those guys that, like, gets his ass beat so comically that it's enjoyable.
Well, you can watch every final. No.
Look. A year from now, he's going to say something racially ambiguous to Abdullah Mason. Oh, I'll school you, boy. Oh, blah, 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 blah. I'll welcome you to 140. And then they're going to turn Abdullah Mason into George Kambosos into a fight. That's my prediction. Like, this guy sucks, man. He fucking sucks. Man. And I don't like calling fighters overrated, because I think that's rude. But to say someone sucks, I think that's fair. What do you think, Ezra? Great.
Great insight. That's great insight.
Yeah. Oh, as always. That's the kind of insight people come to expect from Ezra, man.
Did you guys call me?
No. It's okay.
I got an opinion. Let me know what it is. I got an opinion. Trust me, I got an opinion.
No doubt. What's next for Hitchens?
I don't know, but he's not going to fight Haney, so let's stop with that. Can we stop getting these call-outs that are never going to happen?
Is he going to fight Teal?
Oh, God, I don't even think he's going to do that. Like, I don't even think Teal's going to do that. I don't know what the hell Teal is. I really don't know. He's in every fight. He has something to say. I don't know what he is. What is he? He's not fighting anyone. He goes in there and they ask him his opinion like we give a damn. And then Lance thinks that guy has more charisma to hand out. He has no charisma. That's his whole problem. That's why he's not a star. He has zero charisma. He's terrible on interviews. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. I don't even know what the hell he was talking. He started yelling and cussing. And I'm like, oh, I hope they get fined for that. This guy, I just don't get it. I don't get why they keep putting a microphone on him. What is it about him that they keep putting
the
mic in front of him?
I don't know. But I got a question. Okay, so that's a guy that he's been avoiding. I feel Hitchens has been avoiding. Matias.
Yeah. Why is the winner Poirier
or Matias? No, but Matias had a fight with Poirier, right? If Matias wins that fight, that's a sellable fight in New York, right?
Yes, well, let's say this. Hitchens, you're not sellable. So whatever fight they give you, you should just take, okay? And this whole thing with calling out guys, like, apparently no one knows what weight class anyone's in anymore. So it's like none of these fights make sense. People are calling each other out. They're 147, 140. If you're going to fight the guys that you're not a big name, fight the guys in your weight class. Yes, it should be Matias if he wins.
Okay. I mean, I think it should be Devin Haney. I'd rather see Hitchens
versus. But he's not moving down to fight Devin Haney. He's not going to move up to fight Devin Haney.
Yeah, so you think Devin Haney comes back down to 140?
No.
I think Devin Haney would do the fight at 144 pounds.
Mm. Is Hitchens a free agent? Because I thought he said something in the ring that he's not a veteran.
Yeah, who is that?
Gobbledygook.
I just wanted to ask. I was wondering. Ezra,
you got to do some quality control. We already mentioned that.
My bad.
I love Gobbledygook.
But that affects who he can fight, though. I mean, because if he could go to PBC, I feel like a Gary Antoine fight would be cool.
My favorite thing is when these guys say that they're free agents and you know their next fight's going to be on the zone no matter what. That's my favorite thing. It's like, I'm a free agent. Okay, what am I going to watch you on the zone? It doesn't matter what banner it's on. It's like, I'll see you on the zone.
What's that saying? You pray for the best and expect the worst. I'm expecting a Jermaine Ortiz fight in his next fight. I think it's going to be Jermaine Ortiz, and everything above that's better.
Is the Undertaker here? What's going on? I feel like The Rock.
Is this in honor of Benito Jenner killing boxing once again tonight?
Yeah, my friend. Though.
Yeah, what
signals are we the end of a Mr. George Kambosos Jr. That should just signal that
we should not see him anymore in any of these fights. I don't want to see him calling out anybody, no Abdullah Mason, no Keyshawn Davis, no Gary Antoine Russell, nobody. He is buried. Put him in, Paul Bearer. Close it up. He's done.
Easy. He been stunk. He lost to Maxie Hughes for real. Y'all hyping his win up. Y'all pathetic.
Who's hyping the win up?
Who's hyping the win up?
TJ. I'm the speaking TJ Truth. This guy lost four of his, he lost four of his last five for real. He stank. He was never good.
Everyone here has sick of muscle sucks. Everyone,
General, you in the chat, you know what I'm saying, General. He stank. My God, he stank. He lost to Maxie motherfucking Hughes, and y'all impressed by him stopping him? He stank.
No, we said that he should stop a George Kambosa, so he's doing what he expects.
Hey, Ty, he stinks. So why Devin ain't stop him, nigga?
Because Devin took his O.
Why he ain't stop him? He had 24 rounds to, nigga.
Nigga.
He had 24 rounds to do it.
Man, stop hating, man. Don't go there, Truth, because you made me disrespect my guy in here.
Hey, man.
Don't be selective.
I ain't being selective. He's better than that nigga. I've been saying he was better than that nigga before tonight.
Man, nigga. That nigga for Bowser. He finally stepped up at 30.
Hey, man.
George Kambosa not step up.
Put some respect on the man.
Put some
respect on the man.
Hey, good evening. Good evening, fellas and ladies.
Come to fight Matias.
I just want to say, T.O. dropped him. Hitchison dropped him. Lomo dropped him.
Any from Africa.
And another guy boxed him for 60 rounds and then
hurt him once. Shit with, to that nigga.
Hold on. Loma dropped him. Hitchison dropped him. Mickey Bay hurt him.
But
a nigga boxed him for 60 rounds, Truth. And ESPN put up a holding stat.
Hey, Tut, look what I put in the jumbo.
Hey, Tut,
look what I put in the jumbo on Father's Day Eve, nigga.
Come on, man.
I just hit 4,000 tonight, nigga.
You wouldn't have bet no stoppage if that was Devin Haney in there fighting tonight.
Hey, not at all, nigga.
Go ahead and give me Hitchin so he can stop Devin.
Please, I want that fight next, bro. He's better than nigga. And I've been saying that
fight next too, TJ.
When them niggas fight, I want my crit because I've been saying that shit. Nigga acting like I'm crazy and shit. He's way more polished than him. What? He ain't grow up with 52 different trainers every 6 months and shit. He know exactly who he is. That nigga's way more polished than him. Okay? He gonna beat that nigga. Watch. I can't wait until them niggas fight.
He said 62, TJ.
Damn. I know, I can't wait, but he gonna beat that nigga, bro. This nigga Dev, bro. And then every time Africa say let's fight, you know what Dev do? Dev starts talking
TJ.
Never say let's fight.
Hey, TJ, Africa know how to control the distance without holding niggas, too.
You feel me? What about that? Whatever. I ain't gonna do too much. And niggas start saying, oh, you glazing. I just know boxing. These niggas, this nigga Dev.
Talk that boxing shit.
More athletic than Africa.
Talk that boxing shit, TJ.
Talk to him, young nigga.
He's a little more athletic than Africa, and that's it. He's not more dynamic. He's just more athletic, and that's it, bro. Dev don't even know how to finish fights. Like, he lost in translation, like. He won a Loma fight. Then he went back to the corner.
Caleb Plant Jr.
His kitchen. Listen, does he beat Shakur Stevenson, TJ?
Who?
So the guy that fought today.
The guy who fought today.
Does he beat Shakur Stevenson? No.
All right.
What about, hold on. Does Devin Haney beat Shakur Stevenson?
Bro, why y'all talking about a dude who did not fight tonight?
We talking about fights we want to see.
Okay.
Don't ask what's next.
Always do that shit, nigga. If somebody fight, you gonna talk about potential other fights, bro. And we've been talking.
But okay, so he called him out afterwards.
What are you?
Is he gonna move up to fight him?
If he called him out, maybe he's willing to.
Yeah.
He's not moving up. I bet his next fight's at 140.
Well, if we're talking about potential matchups, who do you guys like, Hitchens or Keyshawn?
Bang, bang.
I ain't mad at either.
I like either one of those fights.
Yeah, I like the Keyshawn fight.
Y'all just talking because it's free, man. Jesus Christ, Ezra, what are you doing? Get a hold of this fucking show. First of all, nobody cares about Devin Haynes. They're not fighting next, all right?
Okay. I said nobody care about Devin,
bro,
man.
He called him out.
Nobody cares about Devin Haney. I'm sorry, what? Okay. Nobody cares.
That's crazy, Matt.
You just mad because he said BTFB is getting his first interview and not you.
I don't care about that. Who cares? Jesus Christ. Now, with Richardson Hitchens, what's realistic for him? Let's actually be realistic. Somebody mentioned Keyshawn.
He's not playing Keyshawn next. Look, is Matias realistic for him?
No, I don't think he's going to take that fight.
Matias is about to lose the playoff.
Hold on. J-Ro, we've seen how he talked about Matias. He's not. He doesn't want to fight Matias.
Bro. He talked about Matias when it came to the rehydration clause. If he was to fight Matias, it would be a unification, which means the rehydration clause doesn't come into effect. So all that other stuff in the past, it doesn't even matter at this point.
Matias is not beating Playo.
Maybe he doesn't. So how would Richardson Hitchens match up against Alberto Poyo then? Because that's the logical next fight.
I think that's a good fight.
Where the weight class is right now, he might be the best guy in the weight class. Let's see what Keyshawn. I mean, I think I would favor Keyshawn to beat him, but right now he's an argument to be the best guy in the weight class.
At 140?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is he better than Gary Antoine?
Yes, I'm saying. That's
a good fight.
I think he'll
Let's slow down. You know what I mean? If you say he's
better than Gary Antoine, you have to ask if he's better than Poyo since Poyo beat him.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's true. It feels so good.
Because Poyo, you know, he slides under the radar in all these discussions, but he keeps winning. All these people that people say he can't beat, he keeps beating.
After he beat
Matias, he's gonna be the man at 140. You can't even argue that.
Now hold on. I know you're only good as your last fight. I know he lost to Poyo, but I feel like he looked better against Ryo and against a better opponent than what Hitchson did against fucking Kambosos. Kambosos is a trash can. Let me not say trash can. He's a standstill punching bag.
I can't say Africa the best when Gary there. Like, they have to fight.
But Ryo was a standstill punching
bag. What are you talking about, TJ? Gary not better than Playo.
Yeah, but I'm saying, yes, look, he is. It's,
he better than
Playo. Oh, he lost.
That was a very close fight. And again, it's no excuses for Russell.
But bro, he was coming off a layoff and fought a champion. But if they fought again, so two. Let me give you two in a row. If they fought today,
said no excuse, but let me throw you a couple.
Playo also had a really close fight with Akhmedov, right? That was a very, very, very tight fight with Playo and Akhmedov.
If they fought again, Truth, who would you favor?
Akhmedov have tight fights with everybody.
I'm still taking Playo, bro.
We're using the excuse of a layoff, though. Wasn't Playo on an equally long layoff?
Yep. How about we just still say excuses? How about that? That's a fact.
Playo fought 6 months before Gary. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that a long layoff?
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
That nigga lost. He lost the walking encyclopedia.
Thank you, J-Ro.
Come on, Chuck. Don't do that.
Be right there.
How you saying niggas better than niggas they beat already?
He really not. So,
but Poyo, bro, listen. Listen, I get it. But Poyo, if they fought again right now, I would favor Gary Antoine.
Okay, well, until they fight again, he's better than Gary Antoine because he beat him already, bro, for 12 rounds.
Yeah.
But also, it could be like a whole, you know, a Pueyo might beat Gary Antoine, Gary Antoine might beat Hitchens, Hitchens might beat Pueyo. It might be a situation like that, too.
Yeah, I agree with that, J-Ro.
Yeah, because there are three really good champions for us. So, I mean, especially, but I think if like Gary and Pueyo match up, they'd beat Gary beat him, and Africa can beat Pueyo. But Gary and Africa, that's close ass fight. That's real 50-50 type shit, especially if you look like how he looked last
year. Hey, Hitchens is too cool for me, bro. He don't step on it fast enough.
Down the stretch, though.
Gary will beat him to Africa and back.
No,
he only want to go in there and look pretty.
Too skilled for all that type shit.
Gary got to get past that jab.
Man, all that lunging and
get past that jab
post-fight. It's very easy to say somebody will beat somebody on paper. It's very easy to say somebody will beat somebody on paper. Let's just see the fight happen. You know, that's what I'm looking at. Let's talk about Andy Cruz real quick. He fought the Japanese kid. Easy fight. Andy Cruz is now the IBF mandatory for Raymond Moritaya. What do you guys think about his performance, and how do you guys think he matches up with Moritaya?
He won't match up against Moritaya because Top Rank could have put him anywhere near Andy Cruz.
I love the Moritaya fight. I think Moritaya beats him, but that I want to see it.
I agree with Ezra. Ezra's right here. He is right here.
I agree too, Ezra.
You don't think his chin will hold up?
I don't think he could fight an aggressive style like that with Moritaya. I think he'll get touched, and I think he'll go to a defensive style, and I think Moritaya would be the aggressor. I think he wins that fight.
He really doesn't know who he is because he's not fighting competition to find out who he is in the ring. So he's kind of like showing off on cans and stuff like that. But it's not for real. Like, we don't know. He's never been top competition. I don't know what he really is in the ring. He's going to have to find out in the best fight. I think that's a bad idea. I mean, Antonio Moran did clip that nigga. He came back a little bit. But I feel what you're saying.
Will Top Rank match Moritaya against Andy Cruz off the rip?
That's a good question.
They said, now before all the stuff happened last weekend, they're willing to have Keyshawn do it, but are they willing to have Moritaya do it?
You think that they call that mandatory?
IBF, yes.
Yeah.
IBF, yes.
So he's not going to drop the belt. At least he'll drop the belt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think he's going to drop the belt. But
yeah, he's going to have to fight him.
Yeah. Because if the IBF, any other organization, I will agree. Maybe not. They can just get away. But with the IBF, they can't.
Now, I will say, J-Ro, it might be a world where, depending on if they're able to get this fight across the line and Abdullah beat this guy Noakes, I do think they'll take a chance with a unification before. And the unification to trump the mandatory, I do think they'll go that route. But even with Top Rank situation, them motherfuckers about to be free agents probably. So they might let him go over there and do that. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see. I don't know.
The mandatory will be due long before Abdullah Mason fights Sam Noakes anyway. So it's on Cruz and Moritaya have to fight. So
I don't see them putting Mason and Moritaya in the ring together anytime soon, though.
Hey, Matt, I had to say something on this. It's like something where Ryan Garcia was talked about on some damn video or some shit, but it's like on some other joint though. What? I'll send it to you. It's like on some. It's completely different though. But I'll hit you up on that.
All right. No doubt.
That nigga's got an insider. What's going on? Hey, what the fuck? What the hell?
So, Ty, what you thought about your man Andy Cruz? That's your Philly boy now. Y'all adopted him. What'd you think about his performance tonight, Ty?
Nigga did the gritty.
Awesome.
He a listener.
Awesome. Well, he's a speaker for me, so.
Yeah, he's a speaker for me, too.
Yeah, he's a listener for me.
Yeah, he got a listener on my side.
Oh, well, you know what? Maybe we don't really care about Ty opinion anyway. I think Andy Cruz looked how he was supposed to look because the guy he fought sucked. I didn't see anything in there that makes me know who Andy Cruz is as a fighter. He's still a prospect, And I think Eddie Hearn did a real disservice to get him to this point without any real bro fights. And he is going to have a rude awakening when he jumps to the top level, because he's literally going from the bottom to the penthouse, like, right away. And I think that that's going to be a bad thing for Andy Cruz in the future. But we'll see. We will see.
It's a big three game.
We will definitely see. Any other fights on this card that I wanted to talk about? Because I didn't watch the card, so I don't know.
Well, you didn't watch the heavyweight?
Nah.
Well, he's someone to watch. Let me tell
you. Just watch the knockout and you'll miss nothing else, because that opponent was terrible.
Well, you said he's not? You said he's not?
No, he's not. Nothing to watch.
Let me tell you, Matt, I'm telling you, this is an off year for you. I got to tell you right now. This is an off year for you. I don't know what's going on.
Bro, I know heavyweights much.
I don't think you do. Okay. I don't think you do. Since you told me Justice Hooney had no skill. And that's what you told me. So I do.
No, Matt has standards. Y'all like anything.
Bro, this guy is
like anything in the dress.
You're heavyweight.
Y'all like anything with titties. Y'all are pathetic.
What is that all you're talking about?
Cuz, shut up. You can be balls or you hype.
That shit was wild, crazy.
It can be Cam Bulls and balls. He made weather to you.
Bro, why you hating, bro? Like,
no, here's what I would say in Matt's defense, though. Terrible has maybe worse defense than Mishiro has. He gets lit up like a firecracker in every single
fight. Dude lost three of his last five and struggled with Maxie Hughes, and you impressed.
That nigga still talking about that shit. Are you deranged? Look,
because you impressed by anything. He lost to Maxie Hughes. You impressed? That's like losing to the Raiders.
I was not impressed by Terry Moana today, or whatever his name is.
You didn't watch him.
I saw the highlight. You know, there's not much to watch. Yo, I'm telling you, he's not that good, and y'all gonna see that. You're gonna see that. I would say 20 fights from now, because he's gonna fight kid after kid for like 20 fights, and then after that, you'll see he's not any good.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's supposed to be what they do with everybody. But okay, we'll find out.
That'd be good.
Yeah, Matt, your favorite heavyweight did that shit, Matt.
More like 30.
That's not true. My favorite heavyweight became a champion. Terry Moana won't sniff a belt. I'll tell you that.
That's so funny. Bro, this is an obvious for you. All right.
Give me his
ceiling.
So who the fighter
you think is ceiling is?
So he's a future champion, Ezra?
I can see him being a future champion for sure. Okay. You know the heavyweight division is, you know, the heavyweight division, all these guys are aging out. So yeah, I think so.
All right. All right, Ez, we'll see. We will see. Yeah.
You know what's funny is that I'm called the negative guy of the show.
The new champions are going to be Atama, Moana, and Fabio Wardley, all champions same time, huh?
There's four belts. I don't know if you know that. There's four belts. Yeah, they can all be champions same time. Yeah.
Okay.
But don't forget I told you.
Terry Moana is already 27 years old.
Did you? It almost sounded like you said Terrible Moana.
At heavyweight, he's a baby. I will say this, though. Don't forget what I told you. And I called this a long time ago. Moses Itama will run this division. He will run this division.
Okay. All right.
Is he going to fight somebody that punches back to actually run the division?
He's fighting the White next.
Dillian White is not punching back.
What punches back then? What's punching back?
Bro,
But if Torres fights anyone, it's like, oh, wow, that was a president.
Guido Vianello is better than anybody Atama's fought.
Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, God.
Who's better than? Who is it? Tom Fault is better than Guido Vianello?
Bro. First of all, no one was high.
Dillian White was going life and death.
He was competitive with the Jogba for a little bit. Now people like, oh, that guy could do some stuff. Bro, Tama would knock him out in the first round, too.
And he should fight someone on level then. He should fight him.
He's fighting White. White's better than him.
No, he's not.
Bro, What was the last time you saw Dillian White's fight?
Hey, Ezra, did you see Dillian White's fight with Ebony Sidhete? Yes or no?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so you know how bad he is right now. So you know he's not better than Vianello.
Bro,
right
now. Well, everyone goes through a name at this point. Everyone goes through a guy that's a name or whatever. So then after that, he'll fight a guy that's a contender. Like, I don't understand. It doesn't matter.
We're talking about how good the opposition is. And Dillian White is not as good as Guido Vianello right now. Yes or no? Is he better than Guido Vianello right now? Yes or no? No, he's not.
I think so. I think if not equal. If equal, then I'll take that.
They're not equal.
Sometimes I feel like I'm taking crazy pills, honestly. Yes, go. You guys hear my name 1,000 times? Is this fucking a joke?
That nigga had to go crazy.
This guy's a fucking idiot. Anyway, I came back tonight. My guy, friend of the show, Nonito Donaire, new interim WBA and bantamweight champion. Vivi, tell us how great Nonito Donaire
looks. Check his B sample.
Oh, he looked fucking terrible. And that's why I want him to fight. Daigo Hego or Antonio Vargas, because it's gonna end so badly. And I compared it to the Vetyeka fight. That's what he did. He was causing his own headbutts, his own fouls, falling to the ground, crying to the referee about stuff that he did. And he found it, and he did win. It wasn't that close. He started this, tail away after like round 4 or 5. But it was a pretty bad fighter, and it's a flyweight, so he did what he should have done.
I will say this: I thought he did not look good, but I thought Donaire won every round. Maybe he lost one round, so I was surprised that Lord was laughing at Matt because Matt said Donaire hasn't lost a round. Well, Matt was right; Donaire was winning damn near every single round there.
Lord said it was pretty close. He said it was for brother.
It was not close.
Listen, as much as I would love to see Nonito Donaire become a world champion again, I need to see the Chocolatito fight. Like, it's time.
But Matt, that's what I was trying to ask you earlier. I know you're going to see Wilder fight. Do you think it's a chance that Wilder could ever be world champion again?
Well, listen. If Terramono's going to be a world champion, then I don't see why Wilder can't be a world champion.
This has been Brunch Boxing. I am your host, Ez Raw. He's the best host in boxing media, Matt. This is Meskin Al Heyman, Mike, and our producer is Huey. Peace out.